Welcome into Olay, Utah State on KBLU 92.3 Logan, Utah. I'm Sean.
I'm Wayne or Ethan, whichever.
And I'm CJ.
I'm awesome, mostly.
Yeah, there you go. I'm CJ.
Who decided to grace us with his presence this week.
Yep.
You missed out. We were kind of bashing on you for not being here last week.
That's all right. I was sleepy. Sean told me, he's like, hey, will you at least listen? And I'm like, yeah, definitely. And then I woke up 3 hours later. And
exactly.
He's like, hey, are you awake?
See what he does to me.
This guy. Yeah, I mean, like, if I'm sick, I'm not going to be awake either. I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm going to listen. I'll be like, nah, dude. I'll catch it later.
Yeah.
But that's the cool thing is any of the previous episodes you can catch online on our website. So that's exciting stuff. And you can catch other sports ones as well. So, yeah, check out our website if you want to catch older podcasts. Don't worry, we try to make things that are continuously relevant. So,
we do try and do that, yes.
Yeah, like last week on Wednesday, half of my show was about the Black Lives Matter movement and kind of what needs to happen with that. So, I mean, it wasn't completely related to sports, but it was brought in because of something with sports. Okay. So, I mean, we do talk about stuff that's important, even if you're not completely all about sports. So,
Yeah.
At least we try to. But if you like sports, then definitely the place to be.
Yeah, no, this is the place to be, to check out all your sports.
Yeah, particularly if you like soccer today.
Yeah, right, today, soccer is today.
Today's soccer day. It's Olay, Utah State.
Yeah.
Olay.
Yes. So, this week, I don't know, CJ went to the game. I feel like I've been on a drought for Real Salt Lake. I haven't been in a long time.
I haven't either.
You definitely have.
I haven't been yet, but.
It's been interesting, to say the least, to be down a person in the South Goal, just standing there with all my friends, and I'm like, did you see that, Sean? Oh, yeah. Sean's not here.
Hey, Sean, look. Oh.
Well, I'll be there. Okay, so they play Inter Milan on Tuesday, and then they play, which is tomorrow. That's weird. It's Monday today. Anyway.
Inter Milan.
And then they play San Jose on the 22nd, and I'll be at the 22nd game.
Yeah, speaking of the Inter Milan game, well, so what it is, Inter Milan is a Serie A team that is the top league in Italy, and they're a fairly decent team. They haven't won a ton, but to be entirely honest, not too many teams besides Juventus has won much in the Italian league in the last few years. However, it does beg the question, Sean, I don't know if you've been following too much, but I know this is the first friendly that we've played in a while. I mean, so as a season ticket holder, you get 20 games, right?
Right.
And those 20 games are usually divided into CONCACAF Champions League games, if those happen, U.S. Open Cup games, if those happen, and then at least one playoff match.
Right.
Well, in the first year that we were afraid of missing out on the playoffs, we had a friendly. We hosted Sacramento FC, which is a USL pro team. And that was the first friendly that we had. And I think you can make the argument that we had it because they wanted the fans to get their 20 games, right?
Right.
But there was a point in which our former head coach, Jason Kreis, and Garth Lagerwey sat down with each other and decided, you know what? Trophies are bust, you know? Let's play games that matter. Let's not play friendlies. And it begs the question, why friendlies? You know what I mean? Like, why why do them? Do you like them? As a fairly new fan, no offense, what do you think of the whole thing?
Well, I mean, I think friendlies are a cool idea. Like, if you're playing, like, some big club. I mean, Inter Milan is a big club. They haven't really done a lot in the last couple of years. But, like, you know, if we get somebody that has a lot of stars on it, even if those stars only play for, like, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, like, that's still, like, a cool thing to see. Like, I remember when David Beckham came and played, and, like, he played for Galaxy, right?
Yeah.
And I hated Galaxy. This isn't a friendly, but, like, just seeing him play, even though we lost that game, was still pretty cool to say I saw David Beckham play.
Well, I don't know if I would say it was cool.
You wouldn't say it was cool?
No, definitely not.
I'm just saying, I saw him hit a freaking free kick from, like, 40 yards out.
Yeah, well, all I saw was us lose the game.
Well,
I guess it's a matter of perspective.
It's a matter of perspective. Yeah, see, at that point, that was, like, my first couple games, so I didn't know. But, But yeah.
He didn't know any better, guys. Give him some
give him some
slack. He's since repented of his ways. He's trying to do better.
Yeah.
Yes, now...
looking to not relapse.
Now anybody on Galaxy I'm not a fan of, but...
fair enough.
But, yeah, no, I can see the point, like, that Jason Christ made where it's like, you know, our players are already playing a lot of games. Like, why throw an extra one in there just because? And, I mean, I think maybe at first it was to get more of a fan base, like, you know, let's get a bunch of people out.
Yeah.
But now we have a fan base. Like, why do we need to continually do it?
Right. And I think that's why most people do it. I know that the newest, sorry, the newest USL Pro team, Cincinnati, played Crystal Palace recently. They hosted Crystal Palace, and that's fine and stuff. But I wonder if it would have been better if the Monarchs, you know, would play over Real Salt Lake.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it necessarily would have drawn as big of a crowd because, you know, you get a European team that plays for a pretty, you know, fairly great league in Europe. And a team that's at least constantly competing.
Yeah.
Then you kind of, you kind of at least want to make a showing, right? However, should they play? I mean, I remember a few years ago in the All-Star game, which is also coming up.
Yeah.
Olave went in on a tackle against Wayne Rooney, and he ended up being out for the majority of the last half of the season. Mm. And now you know, you mentioned Olave in the conversation, and it's kind of like, yeah, but Gladenmond, right? Or, I mean, he's not necessarily out of the picture. However, yeah. There are two defenders who can step up for him. But this year, this particular year, he was, you know, a top competitor for Defender of the Year. You know, we were having a killer season with him in that, you know, they're defending the back right. line. And it was just such a blow for us
yeah.
to lose him in such a meaningless game.
Right.
You know what I mean? All for the sake of trying to grow the league or make it look decent. Like, oh, mm-hmm. look, yeah, we beat Manchester United. That's great, but you should. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're getting all the best players from a league to play any one team, then you definitely should beat that team, no matter who it is, right?
Right.
And
well,
so
except for Bayern Munich, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe
or FC Barcelona.
Yeah. Not Real Madrid, though.
Not Real Madrid.
No.
Thanks,
Sean.
Definitely not Sean.
No, yeah. Definitely
yeah,
not
they'd
Real
probably beat me.
Madrid. But, yeah, so for me, for the idea of friendlies, I think it's cool every once in a while. I mean, I don't think it should be a constant thing where you're always playing games that don't really matter. But for me, it's a cool way for your team to have a chance to play against, you know, an elite team from somewhere else. Or maybe not, they don't necessarily have to be elite, but someone from that you wouldn't normally get to play.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it is cool. At the same time, I do see the argument where, you know, you don't want your guys to get injured. But at the same time, like, that risk is there no matter what you're playing.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, for me, yeah, I think it's cool every once in a while. I don't think it should be, like, that you should have, like, 20 games a year that you're playing friendlies.
Sure.
Right.
But I understand that you don't want any friendlies at all because you're kind of a contentious person and you don't think anything should be friendly. And no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I mean, it's cool to have every once in a while to have that opportunity to play someone you would never normally get to play, and maybe like if you're going there and like someplace you might never actually travel. So if like we were going to Italy, I mean that would be an awesome experience for the players. But
yeah, definitely.
I definitely shouldn't think. I don't think it should, kind of, what's the word? Let's take away from your regular schedule. Like it should. It shouldn't interfere with your regular schedule, but I think they are cool things to do. And also, it's kind of like, it's a game that doesn't necessarily count towards you, but it's a good chance to get experience for guys, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I will say this. Soccer, sports really, all sports, especially if you're watching your favorite team,
yeah.
can be very stressful, right?
Oh, yeah.
It can be definitely stressful. Now, where this is a game that doesn't necessarily count, doesn't mean anything, it will likely be the funnest Real Salt Lake match that I will ever watch because I'm not worried about the result as much right. as I would be if it were a regular season game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's good. Ethan here, our expert on other sports, how often does this happen in other sports, if at all?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really happen ever, like where you play a team from another league.
Yeah.
Because
well, are there many other leagues around the world in basketball or football?
Well, there's European leagues for sure. There's some in South America too. They're not as big. Europeans are probably the second.
Yeah.
They do like basketball, and they do have a decent league, but it's basically where if you can't make it in the NBA, you go to Europe.
Okay.
But they have leagues all over the world. They have some in China and, like I said, South America. They're really all over the place.
Very cool.
But then there's never any of them playing against the NBA just because simply the NBA is much better and it doesn't do anything for the NBA.
Yeah, they don't need the money.
They don't need the money at all. And they don't really need the exposure either because everybody already knows about the NBA.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do anything for them. Obviously, it would boost the other team, but for them, it's not worth the risk of, like, you know, having a player get injured like you're talking about. With the NFL, Canada has a football league, but that's about it. And, yeah, they play slightly different rules, so there's not really...
Oh, okay.
Not really any incentive beyond the fact that, you know, already the 16 games a year that they do play in the NFL is a lot because they're very demanding,
yeah,
like each game is. And because there's so much contact and everything, it's tough to stay healthy for that entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So to add on more onto it doesn't make a lot of sense. But what the NFL does do is they do occasionally have games in other locations. For example, they tend to play a game or two in London now.
Yeah.
They're working on expanding that as well. I think that they might be having a preseason game in Mexico this year.
Oh, cool.
So they are trying to extend their reach that way. But I mean, there's no league that's comparable to the NFL as far as football goes.
Right.
You could take the best team in, like, the Canada Football League, and I guarantee that they would get destroyed by even the Browns. Just because the level of competition is so much higher in the NFL. Hockey would be one that I could see some of that. But the thing is with the NHL... I mean, everybody who's good from around the world ends up coming here and playing for the NHL. It's the same with the NBA. If you're good enough to play in the NBA, like, you'll end up in it from another country. But there are leagues, like, over in Russia or whatever. And well, Canada is combined with ours. I mean, the National Hockey League is the United States and Canada. So there's not really that competition because it's already one league. So, I mean, there's not really a lot of options in the other sports as there is in soccer. And with soccer, I mean, there's not necessarily cut and dry, like, yeah, this league is far inferior to everything else. I mean, yeah, maybe they're not quite as good, but they're still good enough that it should be at least a decent match.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's a lot easier for it to happen with soccer just because there's the level of competition isn't so different, and also, you know, there are lots of individual leagues just based on the country that they're in that are just as good and would be a great matchup for someone else. So, I mean, like, if you had someone from, well, the league with Barcelona, like, that one is is probably one of the top ones.
Yeah.
But they could still play against someone from South America, like a South America league, and they would probably still have good competition from the other league. They'd probably still win, but the other team wouldn't at least be able to show up. So that's how I see it, is because soccer's so big everywhere, there's that possibility of competition from other places. Hmm. And for the other sports, there's not really, because all the elite players are already in the U.S., and especially with football, like, nobody else plays it. With baseball, I mean, again, it's if you're really good, you're going to play here in the MLB, so.
I guess, I don't know, I was just sitting here thinking, like, when, I think it's like that American mentality almost, like what we've been talking about, like we're super competitive, and so we want to be competitive in the world of soccer.
Sure.
So it's like we're doing all these friendlies, or like that's how kind of they started, like, look, we're good too. Same with the All-Star Game, similar thing, like we can compete with the world if we take all our best players.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think part of the problem is that, I mean, for me, as a competitor and, well, as an athlete, like, whenever, whenever you play against like tougher competition, you adapt to become better.
Right.
And so it's another opportunity for them to play against someone who's used to playing at a higher level maybe than the MLS, and you get to go against them, and so it'll teach you some ways to be just a little bit better. And so, I mean, at the same time, is not only would it be a cool experience to be able to play these teams that you wouldn't normally play, but it also, depending on the team, it could help you become better even if you lose, because, you know, they're used to playing at a higher level of competition, so they're going to be a little bit tougher than maybe what you're used to.
Yeah.
But then you learn to adapt to it. And so I think that's a great opportunity that you have for that. I guess the only thing that I could think of is in other sports about, like, doing that, the friendly thing where you play someone from another league, would just be, like, in the NCAA when you have, you know, teams from one conference that they never played like another conference. For example, we're going to play, our football team is going to play USC this year.
Right.
We don't normally play USC. I think we did a couple of years ago, but mm-hmm. like, we hardly ever play them. But it's a cool opportunity that we're going to have to play against them. And yeah, USC probably has a lot more talent than we do because, you know, they're more nationally recognized and they've got a long history. But it's going to be a great opportunity for us to get some experience against them. And it's also cool to be able to go to their stadium and see what it's like there.
Right.
And with basketball, it's the same thing with where we played Duke last year. We don't normally get to play them. And that's the only thing I can think of that would be kind of along those lines of playing a different league, like in soccer.
Yeah, and it kind of gives that little preview of, like, what would happen if our team played this team, you know? Like, what would happen if Utah State played Duke, you know?
Yeah.
Or Real Salt Lake playing Inter Milan. So, I don't know. I think it kind of falls into that thing, like, let's show what our team can do. And it's kind of a showcase. So, I don't know. CJ, do you think they're gonna start all of our starters? Or are they going to rest some people?
I hope not. Honestly, I am praying.
You hope not to which part?
I am praying they don't start anyone. I know that.
But they don't even play the game?
Well, what I mean by that is Plata didn't travel this past weekend to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. This past Wednesday, he didn't travel to Vancouver because he was injured.
Right.
I mean, we didn't even take a full roster.
Yeah, we only had 16, right?
Yeah, 16 out of a possible 18 players that we could take. We, you know, so two people were left out. Plata was one of them. We didn't get Burrito in there until pretty late. You know, Yura played the whole match. Yura came out, you know, this past game. So did Burrito. So did Plata, I think, even.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just, they are tired.
Mm-hmm.
They are playing a ton of games, and they're not really sharp. If you've noticed in the last few games, their shots have been a little off.
Yeah.
Their passing has been a little off. Their first touches especially have been a little off.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard for them to turn around, you know, have Sunday and Monday, and then go and have to play again Tuesday. Have Wednesday and Thursday, and then go and have to play again Friday.
Right.
It's just way too much to ask of them.
Because I wonder, because, like, that's the thing, is I feel like Kyle and Nick are going to definitely have to start. Because they're kind of like our face.
Maybe. I don't know. Definitely not Kyle.
You don't think Kyle will?
No. I don't think he should, anyway.
Well, there's a difference between should and will.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's true. Do you think he should?
I don't know if he should, but he probably will, because that's, like, that's our captain, you know? Like, if he sits out, we'd have, I don't know, it wouldn't feel like a competitive game without, you know, without him in.
Maybe, okay, but in my opinion, you don't leave him off of your starting 11 on a Wednesday game, and then the following Tuesday, throw him into a friendly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just not something that should ever happen, especially to your captain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're leaving him out of a league game, and then throwing him into a friendly for the sake of the face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't think that's so really fair to him or to the fan base.
Or his face.
Or his face.
Or his face.
No, so, like, I guess, I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, who would start. So you think we're going to have Sturzer and Mulholland?
I doubt we even have Mulholland, honestly. We might throw in Holness. We might throw in Sturzer. Okwanu, maybe. Honestly, the biggest thing that can come from this is throwing in our young guys and mm-hmm. letting them get just that one more game.
Yeah.
Right?
That's just true.
Letting them get that one more game of top competition, okay, better than the USL.
Right.
So it would be better than what they would see should they be, or like if they were playing with the Monarchs.
Yeah.
And learn how to, you know, play together. Get that chemistry built, you know what I mean? That's the best thing that can come from this, in my opinion. But
make it sound like there aren't very many good options when it comes to this. Well, I mean, like, yes, I mean, it goes back to what I was saying about, like, the competition. I mean, it could be good for these, even the starters to play, because they're going to go against someone who's probably better than they usually play against, and they could learn some stuff. But at the same time, I mean, you don't want to be too risky with your player's health, and at the same time, you get that opportunity for those young guys to get playing time that they wouldn't get normally. And that's another great thing about it. So, I mean, there's lots of different, you know, positives about, you know, friendlies. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. I mean, obviously you want to try to win.
Sure.
But it doesn't really matter if you don't. So you do have that flexibility to play guys who, you know, you don't normally play. And you want to say, hey, we're going to get you some time. So in case you have to step up because of an injury later or just for the future, you know, here's an opportunity for you to play against tough competition.
Yeah.
And we'll see what you can do. So, I mean, I think that there's a lot of positives that you could spin from it. I mean, depending on what you do. But I do think it's funny that the way you were talking makes it sound like this is just a no-win situation. Well, the only possible thing that could be good is this. And it's like, no, not really. I mean, yeah, it depends on what the manager wants. What he thinks is best, but I mean, it probably is going to be a situation like you're saying about putting in young guys and getting them some experience, and that's invaluable, really, because you can practice all you want, but game experience is worth so much more.
Yeah.
Even if it's in a game that's meaningless in the long, like the big scheme of things.
Definitely. And now let's, you know, there's been this sort of shift what I mean by that is right now the market is open, right? So we can trade players, we can bring them in,
right?
Devin Sandoval, I don't know if you either of you guys know him very well.
I know him from FIFA and
yeah,
I've heard he's not great is what I've heard. May or may not be, but
he's all right. He definitely has had a bit of a slump since not a fan. Well, his rookie year, he just was insane. And
right.
Then he had a little bit of a sophomore slump, and so you kind of think, oh, well, maybe he'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Has yet to do that, effectively, at least for Real Salt Lake.
Right.
Real Monarchs is a different story. But we've just sent him on a loan to OKC. I think that's an NASL team.
No, not Thunder. Replacing Kevin Grant.
Or yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's now signed to play basketball.
He's a pretty tall guy, so maybe. I don't know. Yeah. OKC is pretty desperate.
He's not tall by NBA standards at all.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because I'm thinking tops. I mean, I don't know how tall he is, but I'm thinking tops probably about 6'2".
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's really short for the NBA.
See, that's really tall for soccer. So, it's just
I mean, when you're 6'2", about the only position you can play is point guard.
Well,
and he's not going to overtake Russell Westbrook, so I mean, forget about that.
If he's listening, sorry, Devin, your career with the Thunder is all but dead.
And I was going to say, like, just so that, I don't know, any of our listeners want to know how exciting it is to see him. One time, we were there pretty early to the game.
Sure.
There were some of the players getting out of their cars, and me and my friend freaked out. We're like, oh my gosh, there's Luke Mulholland and Devin Sandoval.
Devin Sandoval.
So, I wonder if, you know, this is an opportunity for Craig Weibel, our general manager, to sort of see, you know, I mean, listen, if you're playing for Inter Milan, you want to play for Inter Milan. You don't want to go to a lower league, right? If you're playing for the NBA, you don't want to go to the European League.
Or the D League.
Yeah, you know, and play over there. I get that. That's not ever going to be your first choice. However, should they release you, what this friendly does is it sort of gives Real Salt Lake an opportunity to show other players how good we treat our players, how good our city, you know, how great our city is. A lot of players love Salt Lake City. They love Sandy. Right. They love, you know, Park City, a lot of those surrounding areas. And so it might be, you know, for that reason. Another reason is to say, you know what, we're going to throw you in this game and you're going to play for your job, essentially, right? Yeah. Look at Devin Sandoval, who's on loan now. And I don't even want to, you know, give the impression that I have half an idea of what's going on there. All I know is that he is on loan, right?
Right.
For the rest of the season. And that's great for him. He's going to get some great playing time. But who knows? Maybe, you know, Inter Milan will see someone that they like and might throw Real Salt Lake an offer. And since our trade window's open right now, we can go ahead and do that without too much hassle from the league.
Right.
And so that, you know, it opens up great opportunities for that, which is always great. But, I mean, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Speaking of all of this, though, so the MLS All-Star Game is coming up, like we mentioned earlier.
Right, right.
Another friendly
game.
This one is against Arsenal from the EPL. And instead of facing one team, what you do, and I don't know how familiar you are with MLSsoccer.com. I don't know if you voted for the players.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so Ethan, so basically the MLS is All-Star instead of having East against West, or I don't know what football does. NFC and AFC. AFC,
yeah.
Okay, we have the fans vote a starting 11 essentially. And, you know, after that, they play some big team from Europe. We've played Man U, Rome, I think, last year or the year before. This year we're playing Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
And so in years past, you would see the fans vote for really great players, right?
Right.
And then you would see the commissioner come in and say, oh, I want Frank Lampard, who, mind you, at the time hadn't played a single game for New York City due to injuries.
Right.
I want him to play. Or I want, I don't know, Pirlo to play, even though Pirlo hasn't, you know, at the time wasn't showing much for NYCFC.
Oh, okay, yeah.
However, things have flipped. So for our fans voted in your Pirlos, your David Villas, Steven Gerrard, you know, Didier Drogba, mm-hmm. Giovinco, all of these huge names. And then the commissioner comes in and he's like, hold on, I want Kyle Beckerman in there.
Yeah, I saw that. They
you know what I mean?
Kyle.
I mean, this is completely switched. These things completely reverse, because if you follow, you know, year after year, yeah, sure, certainly you get, you know, names here and there.
Yeah.
But more than anything, you always got quality players. And listen, I'm not saying that your Andre Pirlos and David Villas aren't quality right now. They're showing an upswing that New York City hasn't seen in its history yet.
Right.
You know, they're winning some games, and it's great. They're a fun team to watch now.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's not deserving. I'm just saying it's really interesting for the commissioner to, you know, kind of go over these big names and choose Kyle Beckerman, who's aging.
Yeah.
Right? You know, he just got off of Copa America, you know.
Right.
And he's not doing incredibly, like, I mean, he never really got looked at by the commissioner. At least,
right.
I never thought so.
Yeah.
You know, he always kind of got passed up by fans, even, because, you know, you got Honey Badger over there in Seattle. What's it? Alonso.
Oh, yeah.
You have Alonso, and you have Nagby.
Right.
You have Jermaine Jones, you know, who all play the same position as Kyle, who, you know, were also looked at by the fans, and the commissioner comes in and is like, hold on, no, I want Kyle Beckerman in there. And so I'm wondering, you know, what do you think of that?
I think that's interesting, you know, that they just, like, pull Kyle. I don't know if Kyle is, like, kind of this, like, you know, I'm a true American and, like, look at how good I am now. Like, maybe that's what the commissioner is trying to do is, like, I mean, all these names are from Europe, right?
Yeah.
Like, none of these are, like, you know, grown in the MLS like how Kyle has been. And so maybe they're trying, the commissioner's trying to, like, okay, yeah, we've got all these good players now, but, like, let's bring in someone who's actually from the MLS.
Yeah.
You know? Not just traded into the MLS because they're at the tail end of their career.
First up, I want to rant for a second.
Go ahead.
Because I think it's a joke that their All-Star game consists of them playing against a club team from another country.
Yeah.
That really, you know, shows that the league doesn't respect itself, in my mind. If you're going to do an All-Star game, have just members from your own team. Don't play some club team from Europe just because you think that they're good, because what you're trying to build your brand. But if your idea of building your brand is putting all the best players from your league against one team from Europe, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No,
I mean, I could see maybe being like you make one team and you go against another all-star team from Europe, that could make more sense. But still, like, why would you ever make this arrangement? And beyond that, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of fan votes because, frankly, fans tend to vote pretty stupidly. I've referenced this in regards to, like, the NBA, where you have Yao Ming getting the most votes in the from the NBA when he's not really that great of a player, but because it's online, everyone from China votes for him.
Yeah.
And then you, like, in a game, in a season where Kobe Bryant only played for about, you know, 15, maybe 10 games, he was still voted to be a starter, even though in those games that he did play, he wasn't very good. So I'm not a huge fan of fan votes, but I also don't think it's okay for the commissioner to be like, oh, well, I think that we need this player in there instead. I mean, first off, your All-Star game is a joke to begin with, so stop trying to make it not a joke. But even at the same time, he's making it more of a joke because it doesn't matter. I mean, I think that All-Star games should always be voted on by the players and coaches of the league, because when you have that, that makes it so, you know, that the best players really are the ones that are going to play. And that's the point of an All-Star game, to recognize the people who did the best. But when you have fan votes, it's based on popularity. It's not based on performance.
Yep.
If you have the commissioner deciding who's playing, it's based on popularity or just what his personal agenda is. And I don't think that's right either. So the MLS has a lot to fix with this, at least. I mean, probably in general. But don't make one team that you go and send against a club team from Europe. Don't have the fans vote on it. Don't let the commissioner decide who gets to go in. Because honestly, you know, the commissioner is probably a fan, but he probably doesn't, you know, pay that much attention to individual players throughout the year. He's probably got other stuff he's worrying about.
Definitely.
So, I mean, with the coaches and the players, like, you know who's the best player on the other team because you have to prepare for them. And you have to, like, know what they're going to do and try to shut them down or get past them if they're a defensive man or a goalie. So have the players and the coaches vote on it because they know who's the best and recognize the people who are the best, not the most popular.
Right.
And Beckerman's great, but if he's not one of the best players, like, don't put him in there. So they really should go do East versus West, because what's the point of playing a club team from Europe?
Yeah, no, I agree entirely. Yeah. And listen, I mean, look, you take the three of us, for example, and you say, okay, we're going to send you guys to London. Obviously, we jump up at the experience, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the same for them. They play in London. They're like, hey, we're going to get, you know, we're going to do a tour of the States. We're going to play all these teams. Then we're going to play the All-Star game. It's going to be huge publicity for the club. Going to be huge publicity for you guys. Yeah, you'll play some games, but you get a tour of the U.S. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
The greatest country in the world.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, who wouldn't jump at that?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I agree. I think it's just kind of like, you know, you don't see them. You don't see, you know, the EPL calling us up and saying, hey, you know, Real Salt Lake, you want to come and play the best teams from the EPL? You know, turning your off season.
Yeah.
You know, and tour England while you're at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I definitely agree. I mean, it should hands down be East versus West. And a lot of the fans have been calling for that. I've been saying, how can you even call this an All-Star game if you're not having, you know, your best players going against each other?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, see, that would be pretty cool because there'd be a lot more people that could play if you did East versus West.
Yeah. It'd be twice as many.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be a lot more exciting to watch. And I think, like you were saying, it'd help our league grow more. You know, more people are getting that experience against each other.
I mean, just think about it this way. If you're a pretty good international player, do you want to go to a league like the UPL or like just somewhere over in Europe? Or do you want to come to the MLS where if you're one of the top players in the league, you get to play against one club team for one of those leagues?
Exactly. Yeah, I can see your point there.
I mean, there's not going to be a draw because it's like if you only think you're good enough to put all your best players against one club team, then why is someone going to want to come to your league?
Yeah, and that's what my problem with it is. And it has been since I think 2009 when Everton came to Salt Lake.
Mm.
You know, we had a few of our players play in that match, and it was fun for us to watch our players play against Everton and do well against them and whatever.
Yeah.
However, it's just kind of silly to think, especially if we lose. You know, right. If we win, the attitude from Euro snobs as well as, you know, American-based fans alike are, well, you should win. This is, you know, these are your best players from your league against one club. You should definitely win.
And if you lose, how embarrassing.
Right, exactly. And it just, you know, gives more, it adds more to the fire.
Right.
And so it's just kind of silly, in my opinion. Yeah. And pair that, at least, if he doesn't play, whatever, the travel alone. Listen, it's not that far to San Jose. I get that. However, it does affect you.
Yeah.
Put that with friendly with this friendly, okay, and then you definitely don't start Kyle Beckerman. There's your other reason. You should definitely not play him in this one, especially because he's going to go play another meaningless match.
Yeah.
You know, like, look, it's cool, and I don't know if they get a pay increase at all, and if they do, awesome, right? Yeah. They're more than deserving of it.
Well, and two, as we've been talking about, I was thinking, like, the last game that I watched, I don't know if you noticed anything, but it's been a couple weeks ago, he was wearing a brace on his knee.
Yeah, yeah,
you mentioned that. Is he still wearing that?
No, yeah, he is.
Okay, yeah.
And so he's not getting younger, you know.
That's for sure.
And at the same time, we don't really have a replacement for him.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have that player who has, Mulholland is amazing. Okay, Sturzer is fantastic. Sonny, who is out right now, also great. But those three kind of make up Kyle Beckerman.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Kyle Beckerman replaceable?
No,
I don't think so.
And so, and neither is Morales, you know?
Right.
And I know that Morales didn't get called up, you know, for this All-Star game, but that's why you don't play him either.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely not Morales in this friendly, because he needs all the rest he can get.
Give Allen a shot.
Yeah, put Allen in at whatever position we need him in.
Sure.
Because he plays everything, but... But yeah, no, I can see it. Like, obviously, the MLS game, like when we play San Jose on Friday, is going to be a lot more important to us than this Milan game. So maybe we don't play everybody. I don't know if you still play Nick, just because I don't know how much, like.
No, I think you put Antonio in.
You think you put Antonio?
Yeah, get Antonio some experience.
Yeah. Just put him in there. Okay, you gave him the U.S. Open Cup. You gave him Vancouver.
Yeah.
You know, he might need the confidence boost if he gets a shutout. And if nothing else, get him another game. You know what I mean?
Because Raimondo's old, too. Like, I mean, we don't know how much longer he's going to play because he's getting up there in age as well. So, I mean, you've got to have someone ready to go when he calls it quits. And also, like, he's going to be a free agent after this year, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So, I mean, he could leave and go somewhere else. So, I mean, you've got to have some contingency plan in place.
Right.
And so... It's a great opportunity to give Antonella some time to, you know, get better, get some experience. So I think that it'd be, I mean, really, I was saying, like, you could get more experience get used to playing against tougher competition, but probably, like, most effectively for these young guys that don't play ever.
Yeah.
Like, put them in, get them some experience, and...
Against a decent club.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, anyway, this part of the show... Well, Sean and I have yet to come up with a better name, so if you can think of one, tweet at us. What is it, Sean? I don't do Twitter.
I think it's Ole Utah State, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I've been on there once.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Sean, wow. I don't listen, I have the excuse that I don't use Twitter at all. I am like an old person. No offense to old people, but I just...
You young whippersnappers need to show some respect.
Yeah.
Back in my day, we didn't do anything called tweeting. That was for the birds.
You know, I can't
went up to
figure it
went
out.
To school and back uphill both ways in the snow. And I lived in Florida. You wouldn't believe the climate change that's taken place over the last... I'm not even going to tell you how many years.
Look what you got. You got to go on dementia.
And soccer wasn't a sport. Back in my day, it was baseball or nothing. It's like a mix between an old person and George W. Bush. Which I guess George W. Bush is kind of old, so it could just be George W. Bush.
Right,
George
it could
w.
just
Bush.
Be him.
Maybe it's George H. Bush.
George, I'm pretty sure he died.
I don't know.
I feel like he died. Maybe he didn't.
I don't. I
guess I could look it up.
As close as I should, I guess.
But you know, when I was president, I didn't cheer for no soccer, because soccer's not a sport.
Sounds like something he'd say.
I don't know, maybe. I don't even know how much he even knows about sports. But soccer's not a sport.
But yeah, like you're saying, like, so no, segment yeah. called Soccer for Dummies.
Right. If you know, like I said, like we constantly say.
Soccer for George.
Soccer for George.
That's a good one. If you're in your office or in your car or, you know, just at your house listening in on this, and you think to yourself, how can I get closer to my soccer-loving friends when I know nothing about it?
Yeah. Nobody likes soccer.
Just bring up those friendlies and get their opinion on it. I think that we've talked them enough that you can now have a little bit to add to the conversation.
Right.
But just bounce off of them. Like the Messi thing a couple weeks back, mention friendlies, mention that Real Salt Lake is playing one, talk about the MLS All-Star Game, which is a friendly that involves the quote-unquote best players, according to fans, in my opinion, biggest names of the league against one European team.
Right.
And just get their opinion on it and show that you know. Another thing, and I just got to mention this because it's all the time.
Yeah.
Ethan, you know, it's not you. However, it is people, maybe even Sean, okay? You know.
We're both getting thrown on
you,
the bus.
You heard it here first. It is not offsides. It's offside, okay? Not plural, singular, okay? Someone is offside, not offsides, okay? So,
oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
In football, it is definitely offsides. And by the way, my father is still alive. Okay. He's 92 years old.
Wow.
You linked it up. That's funny.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the other thing. Talk to your friends about that. Talk to your soccer-loving friends about that. Maybe they call it offsides and they don't even know, and you can share a little bit of that knowledge with them.
But I probably do say that.
I think that if you say that, though, you just come across as being a bit snobbish.
Okay. You got to say it with more of what? What's the word I'm looking for?
You could just blame it on us. Just be like, hey, I was listening to the show, and they said, you're an idiot. If you say offside,
CJ said you were an idiot when he was trying to explain soccer to me.
This is Sean. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nice try, but you don't sound at all like Sean.
So, yeah, and then you just kind of throw in like what we talked about today, just like, hey, Kyle Beckerman got pulled up by the commissioner. Like, what do you think about that? And, like, let you know, all this is about is just getting them started and letting the soccer people just take off with it. And then you just have to do the friendly, like, nod your head and smile, just like, uh-huh.
Yep, before you know it, you'll be invited to watch parties where you have no idea what's going on, and you're just kind of sitting back like, oh, very uncomfortable. But, hey, they like me, so.
But, hey, once you start, you figure it out pretty easily. And when you've been watching for a long time like me, you know, me, Batman, now you start to know everything about soccer. And obviously, Real Salt Lake is my favorite team because I like soccer and I know a lot about soccer. And you know why? Because I'm Batman.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can, I just got to bring this up because I've seen Ethan do it and I'm definitely doing it. If you could fit in anything in the conversation that doesn't revolve around Pokemon Go, this would definitely be your in. Friendlies, you know, Real Salt Lake's playing a friendly or played a friendly if it's after Tuesday. Yeah. You know, the MLS All-Star Game.
You could also mention that I'm cheering for RSL. Even though I'm from Gotham.
Did you know Batman is an RSL fan?
Batman is an RSL fan. And a big Utah State fan.
It's pretty specific.
Love the football team. Love the basketball team. I mean, obviously got to talk about it because I'm here. And you know why? Because I'm Batman.
Oh, man, we're getting some weird looks outside.
As it should be. As they should be. Oh, no, everyone can see my face. They know my secret identity.
That's not Ethan.
This is not Ethan Wayne.
Yep, Ethan this is left.
Ethan Chadwick.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Bruce Wayne.
No, because I'm throwing them off the trail.
Oh.
I mean, who's Bruce Wayne? I know I know who Bruce Wayne is. He's the Prince of Gotham. I mean, he's in my city. I know who he is. I mean, but why would you bring him up?
Now,
the cool thing is my middle name is Wayne, so.
Hey, there you go.
I don't know, CJ, did we talk about the game last week? I know that there was, like, we talked about how it was kind of sloppy and against this is like Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you weren't there. You said you saw the highlights.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to see your to hear your take.
Yeah, because the highlights definitely paint a different picture. Because
well, why
highlights.
Don't you tell me again?
Well, yeah, highlights always paint a different picture. Well, especially in soccer.
So the highlights to me showed a very frustrating game because it seemed like
why?
This continual problem that RSL has right now, where we have everything happen except for goals. We like continue.
Well, what do you mean by that? Tell me.
Well, you know, like we attack and attack and attack and. You know, we get these unlucky shots where they either get deflected or, you know, somebody just can't keep it on frame. Like one of them, one of the highlights it showed was, I can't remember if it was Burrito. Somebody passed it to Morales at the top of the box.
Yeah.
He was wide open and he skied it. I mean, not even close to on target.
Wait, someone was eating a burrito while playing soccer? This sounds like a fun sport.
No. And, like, I don't know. That's just kind of what I saw, like, just okay. That. And then, like, Movsisian getting the close. That was the one that I thought was the closest. Or Kyle even getting, he had one where it just went right in front of the box that he kind of just toe-punched, and it went right to the goalie. So
how do you punch someone with your toe? Does your toe have a fist? And if so, can Kyle your toe punch a face?
Yeah, you'll have to ask Kyle. Because he definitely
Kyle.
Does.
Kyle. Where's Kyle at? Where's Kyle? Okay. Get him in here. Gotta ask him a question.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Was that different from what you took on the game?
Yeah, listen. I'm going to take your phrase of attack, 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 and simplify it down to okay? The first A in that first attack, because that's about as far as we got.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man. Listen, I don't know how many shots we took, because it didn't look like many. Now, with that, New England didn't take very many either, right? It was just one of those really, really bad games where you pray you don't take their you pray that that's never someone's first soccer game. That's never someone's first game that they watch, because it immediately proves every argument that they have about it not being a decent sport.
It's not. It's boring. It's no fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not even throwing the ball. Occasionally that guy with the different jersey, I mean, must be on a fourth team. He throws the ball at times, but mostly, like, no one throws the ball.
Yeah. It was...
And what's it called soccer for? Should be called football, except... USA. USA. USA.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Definitely. And
I love how after a talk you're just not even sure what to say.
Yeah, you threw me off so much.
No, you know what? Last week, just to go continue off topic here for a second. Last week when it was just me and Ethan, which was great, but he kept throwing me these looks randomly. Like, yeah, that. And I couldn't think, like, I was trying to already, like, articulate what I was going to say. And so I couldn't remember what I was going to say. I was like, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Because, like, we go like this, and all of a sudden I would just, like, jerk my head towards him with the eyes wide open. And, like, he happened to notice, and he was, like, in the middle of talking, and then he would kind of, like, stop for a second. And be like, what was I saying?
You would have known that, CJ, if you would have listened to our show last week.
Yeah, CJ. You might not have known what was going on, because I don't think we brought it up. But now everybody knows.
Yeah, now everybody knows.
Yeah.
And this is the awkward silence. I probably gave someone a look. Or this week, it's talking as if I'm George W. Bush.
And then also, we can talk about San Jose coming up.
Yeah, that's you know, what you should all know is that we do play San Jose Friday. It is a firework match. Ethan, if you can get tickets.
We tell you this every week.
After the game, you know, you'll be invited to the field for all of 2.5 minutes, maybe three.
Maybe three.
You know, because they've shortened it so much over. I mean, I don't even know if you can even call it a fireworks show, but they do. And so there will be fireworks at the very end for those of you if you guys
what can still buy
tickets. Friday.
Friday, yeah, I work.
Oh well.
It's late.
Yeah, it's very.
Yeah, I work till close, so.
You'd still make it, I'm sure. It's a 9 o'clock game.
Kickoff.
Well, no, I work until like 11:30. So.
Oh, okay.
You get there.
So that wouldn't really work. And if I left after that, I wouldn't get there until like 2 in the morning.
Yep, you gotta love, you know, stumbling into your house at 2 a.m. after a late game like that.
You know, and like we've said many times on those drives back, it's always better when you've won and then you're going home and you're like, yeah, I can get up for work tomorrow. But if you lose, you're like, screw this.
You're just defeated.
Yeah.
You know?
And we don't lose here in America.
Just that. And you know what? You know where it happens? I was talking to Kirk about it. Where it happens is that half hour to an hour stretch from the canyon to Logan.
I know it is
that year long, endless whatever that some people claim is Hiram and Nibley and whatever else, you know.
See, I feel like that's the home stretch, and I'm like, all right, sweet.
No, because
I just go down to 10th West and jet over to 1400 and go up to my house.
Because so I can see where CJ is coming from.
But going through the stoplights on Main Street,
sure.
Nah, that's not fun.
I can see your teachers coming from, because it's like when I get out of the canyon, you're like, yeah, finally, I'm in Logan. And then it's like, wait, Logan's actually still like 20 minutes away.
Yeah, that's where you get defeated. Yeah. That's when the last minute draw, last minute loss, you know,
yeah.
or just like, dang, we played like crap all day. That's when it really sinks in and just
right.
Yeah, CJ comes into the canyon and sees... You know, the LDS temple, and he's just like, starts crying and sobbing hysterically. We lost the game.
It calls all of your emotions up front.
Yeah. See, yeah. It just goes.
It's just like, it's still so far away. I just want to be in my bed.
Immediately.
And cry myself to sleep.
Yeah. Immediately leaving the stadium, you know, I'm a little upset.
Okay? Yeah.
By the time I hit downtown Salt Lake, I'm like, hey, you know what? That's all right. We're good. We got this. And then it just gets... You know, bam, bam, bam. That right. There's that stretch of traffic from Salt Lake to Ogden. You know, that's just ridiculous.
Right.
Because they're trying to widen the road, and that knocks you down a few pegs. But what really gets you is that hour long out of the canyon, not in Logan yet.
That's not an hour. You keep exaggerating. It's like maybe 20 minutes.
No, man.
It's depending on how many stoplights you hit, but if it's the middle of the night, you should be good.
Even in 10th West, I'm telling you.
There's two lights. You just go cruising along. I mean, speed limit's 50, but I mean...
The worst part...
Speed limit's 60. I mean, come on.
The worst part...
As long as you're below 60, you're good.
Ethan, you'll understand this.
Yeah.
I was driving... Well, Brooke was driving. And I'm like, hey, we're out of the canyon. We're going at a decent enough speed. Let me open up Pokemon Go. Tauros pops up. Throw one ball. Okay? And then it flees. And I'm just like, this just makes my night so dang much it. Better.
I caught a Hitmonlee while we were talking, so...
Very nice. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, how worse can tonight get? I miss my Pokemon. We didn't win.
No, yeah, like, the worst is when, like, you see a Pokemon as you're riding or whatever, and you're going pretty fast, so you don't have a lot of time to push on it, and you, like, you're trying to click on it, and it won't register that you clicked on it.
Yeah.
And then you don't get to do it, and you're like, ah, oh, come on!
Yep.
That was actually Saturday night when you were at the Real game. I was hanging out with a bunch of my friends. We're walking down from campus, and this, like, super shady car pulls up. Thought I was going to get jumped. They're just playing Pokemon Go. So yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, anywhere by the stadium, if there's a car that pulls in to one of the stadium parking lots, they're probably looking for Pokemon.
Actually, interesting fact, just before we go, I was in the cemetery the other night watching all these people play Pokemon Go, and... I know there's, like, a nonverbal rule that you're not supposed to be at the cemetery at night, but we're, like, there's no signs. Like, it's not illegal, right? Yeah. So we're in there walking around, and there's all these people playing Pokemon Go. We pass this car.
Well, that's where all the ghosts are.
Right, and we pass this car that just has its lights off, and we see two people, like, look up, you know, during the headlight. I'll let you guys make your own conclusions about what they were doing.
What would a deer be doing in a cemetery?
I don't know. They were in the car, though.
What would a deer be doing in a car?
I feel like you tuned out of the conversation.
No, it's his point of saying, like, they looked like they were deer in the headlights. Yeah. So.
Got it.
But anyway, and so then then we're leaving.
So, CJ, you really thought that he was talking about actual deer?
No.
No, but we're leaving, and we see this car pull in, but of course we just think it's Pokemon Go players, and we're just, like, walking, and so we're already trying to avoid the cars because we don't want to be seen, because that'd be pretty freaky, like, seeing some people randomly walking through the cemetery. And so we're, like, we kind of just turn down this other street, and that car turns to find that car with the two people in it, and it turns out to be a cop, and he turns on their light. So just for everyone to know, it is illegal to be in the cemetery after dark.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Like any parks in Logan as well. So
yeah,
don't hang out in parks and once it's dark because you will get either you'll get a warning the first time, but then after that they're going to give you a little ticket. So
if you can take two things from here, go ahead and play Pokemon Go, but not in a park or in the cemetery after dark.
Don't do anything in either of those places after dark.
Yeah, yeah. Especially try to get a deer into your car. I still don't understand that story, Sean, but I'm going to run with that.
Thanks, Ryan. I'll explain it after, you know.
On top of that,
watch Pokemon Go.
Definitely, if you can, make it out to the game this Friday or a game this season. We're a little more than halfway through with the season, but there's still plenty of chances.
And if you guys are just super big fans and you want to come meet us, we're it's Section 9.
Yep.
So
Section 9, come say hello to us. Maybe we'll even call you and get you on the show. I don't know. Brian Johnson talking to you. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll be back. Actually, not next week because it's holiday.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the 24th.
That's
really?
Well, I mean, I won't be here. If you guys are here, are you guys going to be here?
I'm not going anywhere, so.
We'll discuss that.
We'll discuss it. Okay, so we might be back next week. If not, we'll be back the week after that.
Cool.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
Yeah.